we presented some startling data today on this program that have arisen out of the most recent survey results conducted by George Barna, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. These startling facts indicate that really those who think they're born again by large numbers really are not. When 63% believe that it's possible to earn your way to heaven, that 75% of those in this category who think they're born again, according to this survey, believe that all people are basically good. And of that same category, when only 52%, slightly more than half, believe that Jesus Christ himself led a sinless life, ladies and gentlemen, we have a sick church in America. And George, I'd use the word even apostate. I think it almost fits the definition of when you deny the power of God and the authority of Scripture. That's exactly what that means. There's a departing. And that's significant because it brings on God's judgment on our nation. And it says, George, I mean, you made a comment. It's worth reporting. You said, really, based on the fact that these kinds of numbers of those who say they are born again also, by large number, don't believe that there's any need to share the gospel with anybody, you actually made a statement. I think you said that it's probably better if they don't. And George, I think that's correct. I mean, these are deceived people deceiving others. I want to go and comment on that if you would, but I want you to go now into this solution part of it. Either people aren't hearing the truth, George, or they're hearing the truth and turning it off, or they're tuning it out. But either way, the choice can be fatal and is being fatal. Lay out some direction and some next steps for us.
Well, you know, obviously this is a complex problem, and so it's going to take some fairly complex solutions and, you know, multi-part solutions. But I think there are some things that each of us could do that would help us, no matter where we are on that spiritual continuum, to try to figure out how can we get closer to Christ, how can we become more Christ-like. You know, so one of the things that I've found many people say is helpful in their life is that they continually redeclare or resubmit their commitment to Christ and to the Bible and to a life lived for God. You know, we do the things that we tell ourselves are important. And so it's important, I think, that we include in there who we are in Christ. What is our identity in Christ? And what does that mean? I'd say also that, therefore, it's going to be important for us to continually clarify God's purpose for our life, understanding not what we want, but what he wants for us, why he gave us life, and how we're going to use it to fulfill that expectation of his, you know, how it is that we think we're going to be able to live forever with him in heaven, what is our salvation based on, and what are the core principles by which we're going to live our life. One thing I've discovered in doing the research is that a lot of people have a period in their life, or maybe you'd call it a season, where they address some of these issues, but then they never go back to them. They figure, well, I've already dealt with that. I'm just going to move on now. And the farther we get from those declarations, the less likely they are to be significant in our mind and heart. In addition to those things, I'd say it's probably important that each of us think through, how do we measure how we are doing? This isn't about other people. Let's look at ourselves. Let's try to figure out, how do I know if I'm becoming the person that Christ made me to be, that God wants me to be, the person that God can use for the greatest benefit for his kingdom and his purposes? We've got to have some kind of metrics or measurement criteria that will help us to continually gauge how well we're doing. Otherwise, it's just based on emotion, and over the course of time, we're going to feel pretty good about ourselves, regardless of what we're doing. And then finally, I'd say it might also be imperative for us to look at what legacy are we going to leave behind. And I'll say that our research is very clear in noting that if you want to influence the world, if you want to leave a lasting positive impact on this planet, the best thing you can do is invest in the lives of children under the age of 13. Because those are the ones whose lives are open to change. They're open to ideas and modeling and conversation and all kinds of things. But it's before the age of 13 that a person's worldview is essentially developed for the rest of their life. So if you want to impact the world and have a lasting imprint on history, that's where to put your resources, in the lives of children.
George, you gave 3 points. I just want to review them for folks who are listening. You said basically, and I agree fully, we've got to return to basic biblical principles, biblical truths, which says we have to believe the Bible is the authoritative Word of God. And we've talked a lot. That's where things get off. But return to basic biblical theological positions, not what we think, but what God says. 2, you said evaluate our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, don't just look to see how your hair is fixed. Ask God to look in and look in your heart. How are we doing as far as God views us? Do we even think like a believer, like a Christian? Are we acting like it? What's our speech sound like? Evaluate ourselves, because God is evaluating us. And like we said at the beginning, when Christ went to the disciples, and many come and at the end and say, but didn't we do all these things? They're going to hear these very sorrowful words. Depart from me. I never knew you. Ladies and gentlemen, these stats are indicating that many, 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 many people believe they are secure and that they're going to heaven, but they have never dealt with the fundamental issues. Look at and evaluate your lives according to what the Bible says. And then if you do know the Lord, consider, what are you doing with the legacy, your children and your grandchildren? I don't know how to. I'm a grandfather, ladies and gentlemen. I have 12 grandchildren. I have 6 children. There's a purpose that God made parents and grandparents. Our children are where we need to focus attention. George said your biblical worldview is formed primarily before you're age 13. Wow. That a lot of work needs to be done. Return to biblical positions. Evaluate your lives regularly in light of how God's viewing you, and consider what you're leaving as a legacy to your children.